Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Live Play Role Playing Podcast.
I do believe that's the first time that you have ever gotten that right.
Susan. I have it written down in my notes.
First try.
Easy. First time. Every time. I am your host and dog boy, CJ Post. Joining me as always is wiping his butt with Charmin toilet paper roll.
It's Fraggool. Thank you very much.
Wiping his butt with dead limbs, Felix.
Hey.
Wiping her butt with things she probably shouldn't be, Rachel.
Well, you know, I was friends with you, dog boy.
Wiping her butt with her sleeves up, Carrie.
I'm not sure how I feel about these introductions.
And wiping his butt with all of our faces, Josh.
I know, there's a lot of butt wiping going on.
Hey, I'm into some weird things, but not that.
Hi, guys. It's been a bit since we recorded, if you can't tell.
We are all so happy to be here, though.
We are. I have missed you guys so much.
Even those of us you see regularly.
Exactly. Though, admittedly, this is not the same as us being around the table doing the actual dice rolling. Like, that was magic.
No, that's tomorrow.
Exactly. That was purely magical, though. Like, that
I
was
feel so included.
Well, you just need to come and visit us.
Exactly.
Tampa's a magical place.
You're welcome.
Like Tahiti.
Exactly. You're always welcome. You and Raul can cuddle on the bed in the office.
Oh, we'll more than cuddle.
Oh, then you can do that on the floor. last time that we recorded,
things got a bit boring.
Yeah, we're getting ready to fight a boar because reasons.
We're going to make some bacon.
Yeah, lots of bacon outside of the rocky pack. I'm sure there's some bacon parts in there somewhere. Not many, but some. So I will let our fearless DM, or ST in this game, I think it is.
Storyteller, game master, holder of your fates in the palm of his hand, you know.
Anything not copyright by Hasbro / Wizards of the Coast.
Your god.
Yeah.
I think that might
I like that one. I like that one. Can we keep that one?
Our little semi-demi mini-god.
Well, there's nothing mini about this deity.
Oink, oink. There you go.
Oink, oink. All right, so yeah, when last we left our intrepid band of adventurers, they were making their way back from Mosbeck after a rather strange series of events, culminating in the gaining of a new friend and a couple of, they're there.
A new friend that we almost told, wait here, we're just going to the corner store.
I'm going to get some cigarettes. I'll be right back.
You were the only one who wanted to do that.
Yeah, the rest of us wanted to keep him.
No, the rest of...
I wanted to keep him.
Yeah, Amy really
he
wanted
wouldn't
to keep
let
him.
Me. He was my friend.
And he's still...
We did
he's
keep
still
him.
Here.
We did keep him.
But, yeah. On your travels back towards the Kingdom of Tolvera, which you're going to be on the road for quite a bit, you had felt the ground begin to rumble and then the earth split ahead of you as one of the more infamous and interesting of the natural creatures of the plains here emerges from beneath the ground. And this is the creature more colloquially known as the Ouroboar. So-called because it bears most... you know, of the traits of the standard boar, swine, pig, ex-girlfriend, whatever you want to call it. if it were about 15 feet tall.
Wow, that is a... Oh, wow.
He's a big pig. Yep, you could be a big pig too. Ah!
I feel like
more. Everybody ready your weapons.
I feel like he made that enemy just to say that line.
No, I made it to speak a lot of jokes.
I am excited to hear all of them.
I mean, I'm just going to be bacon pun after bacon pun.
This is how it starts. This is
out of the frying pan into the fire.
God damn it. Shouldn't have opened my stupid
mouth. Now, Josh, quit being a ham and let's do this thing.
Very well. Yeah, you guys are going to need to drop me some hot initiative because the thing about the Orbors are they are a naturally occurring threat on the plains, but they're usually seen as an omen of good luck. Because while these things are a bit of a menace to settlements and whatnot, farms, and just because of their size and appetite, these are a true omnivore in the fact that they have evolved to consume pretty much anything. Vegetable, metal, minerals, meat.
Bones.
If it can fit in their mouth, they will eat it. And because of that, and, you know, the naturally occurring magic to the land itself, they have grown to be very large, and the mineral deposits underground that they do eat manifest in very large crystalline tusks and ridges of ore-rich deposits to sheets of metal itself along its body. And because of their diet, these things are incredibly nutrient-rich. The meat is basically all you need for a day or so in one serving because it is so calorie dense, nutrient dense, mineral dense. These things are basically walking gold mines. Because with the situation with the mountains as they are, everyone knows not a whole lot of metal, precious jewels, crystal, things like that exist. So when you can find one of these things and harvest its goods, you can make a pretty good coin off of them.
So it's a walk-in Jared.
It's a piggy bank.
Yeah.
I look at Calabras, do not melt this one. And I kind of also glance at...
can't get the proper initiative to go for my character.
I kind of also give a look at Lysiae. We need this.
I'm pretty sure she knows.
As you probably don't remember, because this was, you know, just the other day on this recording.
Okay. Now we're good.
She was actually slightly enthusiastic about the appearance of the creature, to the point of saying we're going to eat good tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the route that she took to get to Mossback in the first place, isn't it? So she would be well familiar with these things, and probably from other occasions as well, if she's such a wide traveler.
Do-do.
Well, I'll see you guys next week.
Jesus, 35, Rachel. Holy shit.
I really want to go poke it, apparently.
Yeah. I guess I'm keeping the tradition alive on all my characters. Always roll low on the initiatives.
See, Annie is over here like, shiny, shiny, shiny.
Yeah,
I just poke at the piggy.
The thing pops up and she's like, oh, it glows.
It's such a pretty piggy.
It's a piggy. It's a piggy.
Now I'm going to roll this publicly, both for, you know, the satisfaction of the party and also my own satisfaction. Like I said, I've been waiting for this for a little bit.
Oh my god!
The boar's the pig. Boar is Karloff, y'all.
Should have been Boris Kashoff.
I'm just gonna say
or charge it. Off
Boris Karloff. That would work too.
Either way, this is definitely
it hurts because I love that actor.
This is Josh's trump card. I mean,
okay, that is the show title for this episode.
Josh's trump card.
No. Boris Karloff.
Okay,
that's great.
I'm totally okay with this.
Yep, noted. All right, you did not roll for. Spoopy.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I feel better.
Nope, I see. Hang on a second.
It's not on the initiative list.
Oh, you mean for Remy.
Yeah, Remy. There we go.
See, I heard Spoopy thought Lich and then went to Savoth. It's like, no, he's right there.
Savoth or Calibras. Yeah. Oh, why you do that? Why you do? Ah, that was painful.
Oh, man. That's... And this is just one of them, right?
Just one, yeah.
Okay.
Because of their size, they don't group up too much, thankfully, for everyone.
Or else there would be another dominant species on this continent.
That's
right?
Fine.
Well, that's the thing about these things is they don't want to overhunt them because they are such valuable resources. Like if a village like the size of Mosbeck can get a hold of one boar this size, they are set for the winter. Because the meat has such a high mineral content, it's basically pre-salted. You don't have to worry about curing it. It does not spoil.
Wow, this is like a Jesus boar.
So can I go play with it? Cause it's a pretty piggy. I want to play with the piggy.
I'm gonna laugh if Remy rolls a god initiative.
No, pretty average.
Yeah. Oh crap! I'm still on a DM.
Did they add where you could actually change your initiative as a player?
Only the DM can.
No, but like I have I click on my initiative and I get a text field.
Yeah, you can have advantage and stuff on it. Like I have initiative. I have advantage on initiative because of feats.
No, on the turn. Okay. Order. Okay, go ahead. Go. Never mind.
So yeah, we're up to Amy at the top, leading the pack, like she do, fearless leader.
Being true, Amy, because piggy, it's a piggy, I'm gonna just sit there and jump up and down like, oh my god, it's a piggy. And every time I jump, I get a little bit closer to it because I'm stupid excited because I've never seen one, but it's a shiny piggy and I want to play with it because piggies are fun.
I think you're getting a little too into this and I'm a little frightened.
But I also know that these piggies like to run away. So shiny piggies like to run away. And I want to play with the shiny piggy. And I'm going to make him mobile. I'm going to try to make him mobile because I want to poke at the piggy because I want to hug the piggy. And the piggy won't let me hug it if it runs away. So.
It's a piggy.
In recent weeks, we've obviously discovered that I have the ability to play with light. And I am going to use that in the form of casting my fun little attack, which is immobile, which an incredibly bright light flashes in the foe's face and makes them temporarily blinded and unable to move for a brief period of time. So that'll give me enough time that I can run up to the piggy and hug it if I really want to.
Solar flare!
Because, whoo, it's a shady piggy!
With blind, does it also take disadvantage?
No, it's not blind. It's immobile.
Oh,
immobilized.
Basically, I'm stunning it. It's like, piggy! Does that work against his toughness?
Yeah, that's going to nail his toughness.
I'm going to say.
It better hit his toughness.
I don't know. I mean, these things are probably pretty tough.
I don't know, but they are less than 27.
Let me put it this way. It's tough, but I learned.
Good. All right, so it is immobile.
Is it piggy is immobilized, which means it is time for our Lord and Savior of the Sacred Arrow.
All right, where's
now Savoth? Don't unblind my piggy because I want to go up and give it a hug before it dies.
Do not necro.
I make no promises.
Do not necro touch this thing.
That's why I told him not to melt it.
And we're gonna move here.
Pork soup.
Not hug a puddle. That would make me sad, and then I would have to thump you on the head or something.
I'm gonna shoot the piggy. I'm gonna shoot that piggy. Holy God.
Jesus.
Oh, boy. All hell, Savoth.
Savoth of the Divine Arrow.
He can do no wrong.
His aim be true.
Can we have an artist's rendition of Savoth?
Right?
You know, at the next, town, I want there to be a Church of Savoth. Praise be unto him,
You actually brought back a, sacred being.
A demigod. That's going to hit, and that's going to hit sufficiently to apply a bane if you'd like to do so.
I'll make it bleed.
There you go.
Blood for the blood god.
Yeah. 1d8 persistent damage.
Okay.
Is this thing even going to be alive when it gets to me?
Does he roll the damage, or do you, Josh?
Well, it's been a while since we've done this. I'll roll the persistent damage, but the damage from the attack is the amount the
attack
roll exceeds. Defense.
Yeah, no, I meant the bane damage.
Yeah, no, I'll take care of that.
Hey, you mean I actually remembered something?
Right.
I'm impressed.
Alrighty. Well, that's going to be his turn.
So quick thing, if we hit this thing and a chunk falls off, that's enough to buy a house, right?
Not quite that much, but as I was explaining before this session started, because your guys' wealth level has increased recently from your level up, this is your cash in. This is your cash cow. I mean pig.
Yeah, because the Mosbeck villagers didn't have money to give us to reward us for what happened, right?
Yeah.
So we needed an in-world reason to explain how we got richer.
By cracking the piggy bank. By bringing the bacon in.
Exactly. You are bringing home the bacon.
Hey, so much.
But let me hug the bacon before we kill it.
Right.
I'm not sure that's the best idea.
You know who you're talking to, right?
Yes, and I know who is talking to her. honey, look at those tusks.
But I want to hug it.
And he's currently immobilized.
And if it hugs you back with one of those tusks, who is left to put you back together again?
Well, you know how to solve that.
Well, Freya, mommy, make me fix better.
Alrighty, with Savoth's mighty piercing of its hide, somehow it found the chink between the plates.
Yeah.
That brings it down to Valfreya.
Alrighty. So, fling one arm out to the side to snap the sleeve in place. And we are going to take a superior action to hit it with some lightning. Try and electrify some of that ore. Character sheet, that's what I want. And superior action is advantage 1, correct?
Correct. Because you are sacrificing your move and your minor to do it.
Wow, that failed miserably.
Oof. That is painful to see. One second.
Especially because one of them almost exploded.
Just trying to remember.
I kind of want to say the lightning bounces off the boar and shocks Calibras or something because he's in metal armor. Calibras, give me a agility roll. Literally, an agility roll.
I get it. Yeah. Agility roll. I got it. Thank you.
The GM is thinking.
The GM is just checking the superior action real quick.
I doubt that's a low enough roll for that much of a detriment.
Yeah, he can He can do a straight failure or a success with a twist if it doesn't meet any requirements to actually succeed.
Yeah, I was just checking to make sure that the superior action was an advantage on both of the die, basically. But that's when you're spending a legend point. I was getting the two mixed up. Because when you're using a legend point, it becomes 2d20 plus whatever your dice are. So, yeah, basically your bolt of lightning flies out at the boar and it does strike. But what you see is essentially it doesn't appear to be too terribly damaged by the attack, but the metal plates seem to be sparking a little.
Okay.
So, yeah, just GM being nice, because I don't like being too punishing after that one time.
60 episodes ago.
It grounded itself, basically.
Well, maybe don't hit it with a sword for a little bit.
Ah, shit!
Fuck!
I mean, you can try. Maybe nothing bad will happen. Aim for the fleshy bits.
God damn it.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun.
Alright.
On that note, it is time for Boris Karloff.
It hurts every time you say it. It's gonna hurt me.
Love you.
It's not your fault.
Now, oh, that's right. He's immobilized. He's unable to move for a brief period of time. Temporarily blinded and unable to move for a brief period of time.
I have to have a look and see. Pardon me for a moment while I peel back the curtain and take a look at immobilized.
I thought I had the durations in here, but I do not.
So. Yeah, that's what. Well, I know it's probably on resist end, but I want to see. Can't move from its current space. Okay, so I just had to check on that. So he does, basically what you see is the boar thrashing about. And it will attempt to resist your effect because that's the only thing it can do. And it manages to. So all it can do on this turn is move forward 5, 10, 15. So it, well, that's a little too good. Hang on. Let's 5, 10, 15.
He's hot patching the boss.
Yeah, hot fix.
Editing him while he's on the stack.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. It doesn't work out so well for Savoth, but he's expendable.
Oh, no.
Well, because it was temporarily blinded, it thrashed forward in a random direction, and that's what I just rolled for, to see what direction it charged in the direction of.
Wait, can Savoth actually die? Because, I mean, he can just be brought back, right?
Yeah, he can die. Just he'll have to calibrate.
I'd have to spend the points to bring him back again.
Yeah, because when your companion dies, you get the points back. But because Calibras is a necromancer, he can recreate Savoth and flavor it as he just summoned him back again.
Yep.
It'll take
speaking of Calibras.
Quick, but...
You're up.
All right, we're gonna... you said hitting it with the sword's a bad idea.
Hitting the metal parts with the sword is a bad idea, technically.
All right, well, you know what? We're gonna risk it for the biscuit. Here we go. We're gonna stab this fool. Hey!
Jesus!
That is a 42, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. The answer to life, the universe, and the boar. God.
You know what? Let's make it bleed some more. Because if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Oh, man, this boar is not looking.
I'm sorry, Boris Karloff.
What level of persistent damage are you invoking?
I believe I can do level 2, right? Let's see. Yeah, just 1d8.
Okay.
Oh, man. And then I'm gonna... Hopefully it gets to my turn.
Remember that joke about it not getting around to your turn? Might actually be real.
Well, have some faith in the meatiness of the boar.
Yeah, for all we know, it has like 1,000 health.
Yeah, and we'll be doing this till next Saturday.
No. But, I mean, it's a boar. It's going to have more than 20 health.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Actually, I needed to... Well, Aaron, the player's favor, so he has 2 of those to resist now.
So, I mean, okay. It wouldn't be nice... I mean, a GM could have a defense on a monster that's... You need a dice to explode. To actually hit it, right?
That would be probably more along... Yeah, but that would probably be more along the lines of, like, a legendary boss where you are not supposed to be able to win this.
That's a supposed to lose battle?
Yeah, exactly.
that's what we call a scripted cinematic encounter.
Exactly.
But, however, Calibras, when you strike it, give me high or low?
I'll go with high.
Okay. So you manage when stabbing it to avoid jamming the tip of your spear into one of the metal parts.
Yeah.
So you are okay.
Woo! No metal bits.
And that brings it down to Kai.
All right. I am going to wave my arms around a bit, and you're going to see the grass.
Take off.
Yes.
contact.
You're gonna see the grass around the boar's legs begin to move, and I'm going to point my hands straight up, and the grass is going to erupt in spear-like pieces.
You're making a tiger trap?
Heading towards the boar's legs, attempting to bury it into it with nature magic.
Nature magic.
Hey, you're getting the hang of this.
21 versus guard.
That is actually going to miss.
Whoa. Shit, I should have said that was a freaking full action. Then I'm gonna, since I did not, I will walk away then.
Yep, I got nothing. Basically, the grass you're trying to twist up around it keeps trying to dig into the metal bits and rocky bits, and it's just not having any of it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Does it help discharge some of the electricity?
Not yet.
All right, so since I did not say that it was a superior action like I should have because I'm a bad player, I'm just going to use my move action to walk away.
So is that like a clue that it's got like nature resistance?
No, that's a clue that it has high defenses because it's a giant rocky pig.
True.
Rocky pig? It boxes too.
Da, da, da. you don't want this thing coming after you with those hands. Let me tell you something. Boris Karloff is a bit ham-fisted.
No. That hurts on 2 levels.
but he's a ham for bright flashes because he likes his picture taken, right?
He's just waiting for his time in the swine light.
I'm dying right now, guys. I hope you know that.
It would behoof you to get used to these puns.
Oh, you're killing me. You guys are actually killing me.
It's not a Manipool episode until we break Felix.
Right.
It's really true. That's sad thing about this.
You know what I think the problem is, Felix?
What?
You get bored with our and then you're sad because you don't bring the bacon home with your puns because they're a bit.
The Geek IO Media Network would like to apologize for the amount of puns in the last 5 seconds.
Nope.
Nope. No, we don't.
As the owner of the Geek IO Network, no. No, we do not.
You can send your mail to CJ.
Yep.
At gmail.com.
Yes, CJ at gmail.com. I think it's Remy's turn.
It is. Remy will raise an arm up, and out of the shade beneath its many hides and cloaks and what have you that it's got strapped around itself, you see a chunk of ice shoot out and ping uselessly off of the boar's hide.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he tried hard. He tried.
It was an ice try.
Come on, you better not give us the cold shoulder over this.
We've got going there.
Chill out.
You can send your comments and concerns to
do a quick Google search.
Show at gmail.com.
Chill out.
Put Manipool in the description.
God damn it, I just got the chill out one. I was like, well, it makes sense. And then, yeah.
Okay. So that brings it down to Lisa, eh?
She's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's an icy bitch sometimes.
Sometimes.
No, you're making me do it now.
He's like, shit, I've got to find something.
Even Mr. You realize Freeze would like these puns.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't have as much of a hard time hitting it with a couple shards of ice. She flat out diamond dusts that thing.
Is that a Final Fantasy reference?
Yes, it was. Speculating remaining HP.
Ragul, you may yet get your wish.
Yeah, but with my luck, I'm going to nat one and electrocute myself when I try and slice at the boar.
Sounds like a you problem.
Yes, it is a me problem.
I mean, you could wrestle it. I don't advise that, but you could.
I mean, I think you'd be able to bear it.
God damn it.
I mean, come on, go ahead and grab it.
Get grizzly on that motherfucker.
All right, so
you just need to Breath of the Wild this thing and pick up a boat oar.
Right.
26.
I'm assuming that's after moving into range.
Oh.
No, I'm doing it from here.
Yeah.
I'm
He's throwing the katana.
I tie a rope around it and
That's still not close enough.
20. He's got enough space to move, though. I'll drop him in.
Oh, okay. So I'm a little bit zoomed.
But yeah, that is going to hit.
Yay.
And it is going to take a little bit of damage. Now, do you want top half or low half?
Low half.
Ooh. Make me an agility roll.
Wow.
Well.
Well, nice knowing you guys.
Dorch!
It's not that bad. When you go to strike the boar, your sword strikes true, and you do cut into its flesh a bit, but the very tip of your blade strikes into where some of the metal is, and you feel a sort of jerking motion and your blade is now stuck to the boar.
Oh god, that's even worse.
And that's it. That's my major action, my movement. I can't do like a minor and let go, can I?
I mean, you can let go of the sword if you want. It's not electrocuting you. The handle is serving as an insulation, but your sword is currently stuck to the metal on the pig.
No, I'm going to hold on.
I'll dig your sword out with my spear. It'll be great. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Let's just add more metal to the mix. That's a beautiful idea.
It's going to be like that scene in Tower of the Knights. Dig out the knife with another knife.
Amy. Finish the piggy.
Kill it.
Piggy. But I want to hug the piggy.
I'm holding the piggy down, so come and hug it.
Please don't.
I have to do it. It's part of who I am. I'm naive, and it's a piggy, and I want to hug the piggy. Row because I'm socially awkward, I have to hug the piggy.
Row to hug the pig.
So we're going to run up.
Rachel, microphone.
She's going to run up and hug it so
I'm
hard.
I'm going to run up, and I'm going to hug the piggy, and while I'm hugging the piggy, I'm going to stab it in the back of the head with my dagger.
Oh, God! Jesus!
It's the hug of death.
Well, you're not, but...
I'm going to try, damn it, because that's what I do, because I wanted to hug the piggy, but I have to defend myself.
Do you want top half or low half?
Top. I'm okay. Hugging him. It's round his neck. I'm not going after his ass. I'm hugging the piggy by the head.
He's asking heads or tails, honey.
Head.
So
I'm stabbing him in the head.
Your dagger, unfortunately, powered by your adorable little girl arms, is not strong enough to puncture the boar's skin, but you don't hit it where it's metal.
So I get to hug the piggy.
You get to hug the piggy.
So I just want to paint a picture. There's this giant 12-foot boar.
15.
with a little...
With a sword stabbed into it. With a spear stabbed into it. And now I'm hugging it with a dagger going ding, 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 doing nothing.
Well, the spear isn't stuck in it, is it?
No, he's fine. He managed to avoid the magnetism.
With two huge cuts in it.
So he's a bloody boar. I don't care. I got to hug the piggy.
Savoth, please save us from this madness.
Savoth answers your prayers. I'm gonna go ahead and take a legendary action to get an extra advantage, right?
You could, well.
You want a superior action.
Superior action. I'm sorry, not legendary. I'm sorry.
And that's just taking your minor and major.
Fuck! Damn it.
Yeah, that's not gonna.
Damn it, Savoth.
He's a bit too close to the pig. The arrow kind of tinks off one of the tusks.
Yeah, that's a good way to explain that he sucks.
Well, he also has to avoid hitting Fragul and Amy at the moment.
So
that's true.
Savoth needs to rest. This is my day of rest.
I had my good roll.
On the Savoth, he rested. You thought the puns were restricting your name!
Wait, does that mean he's a Savoth, Savoth de Aventist?
He should make a band called Black Savoth.
Okay, on that high note, the highest of notes, Velfreya, bring home the bacon.
Okay, let's not use lightning again. Instead, let's just shoot a beam of light at it, like a normal person.
Yeah, a normal person.
And we're going to make that a superior action. Draw down and take extra aim. Damn it. Why am I rolling like crap tonight?
Getting it out of the way. I mean,
getting it out of the way.
It's time for Boris.
So hard that my jaw is
Boris. Now.
1, 2, 3, 4 viable targets.
Hit me, I dare you.
I love being ranged sometimes.
It actually is going after Calabrasas.
I knew it. Bring it on.
Hey, man, you're the one who stuck the pig.
I mean, if anybody is going to take the hit, it should be him. And he is the tank. That is his job.
Also, the way you said that, Felix, made me picture Calabras saying that in like a metal growl. Using the old voice from back in the day.
Oh yeah, he's getting into it. It reminds me of the hunt.
It reminds me nothing of the hunt.
Yes! Somebody remembers that show. Or that episode specifically.
So the boar rears up on its hind legs and brings its hooves crashing down on you. They're very large hooves. Does a 38 hit your guard?
Oh, yeah. That hits you by quite a large margin.
Does it hit you by more than 10?
It hits me by 16. Oh, God, I'm at 10 health. Holy shit. All right, well, it was nice knowing you guys.
We had
what
a good
kind run. Of... What kind of bait are we putting on me?
I'm going to go ahead and have him inflict.
All companions have free will now.
That'd be a funny thing.
Would Calabres stay with us, or would he just like, oh, I'm getting out of here, guys. Good luck.
And thanks for all the fish.
So long, and thanks for all the fish. Yeah, you're going to be stunned.
Oh, no.
From the hooves clapping down on your head.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact,
your ears are still ringing from the inside of your helmet being struck by these hooves.
Does it have, like, two hoof marks on the side of it?
It's going to be pretty dinged up, yeah. Especially considering the amount of damage he took.
Surprised his head didn't pop like a grape.
Right? He needs to...
I mean, he's pretty tough, let's be real here.
Yeah.
And he's no longer bleeding to death.
Damn it!
however, it's your turn. You are limited in your stunned state to a single major, a single move, or a single minor action.
What if Calabras go before me? I have to have a higher agility than him.
We're sticking this pig. Wait, what's your agility at?
Honestly, that's just the way it's sorted, so I've just been going off of that. It's probably because he's got a C name and you've got a K name.
Possibly.
Oh boy.
I mean, tie initiatives always goes to higher dexterity.
I will be perfectly honest. I wasn't thinking.
Sticking this pig.
You do indeed stick the pig. However, it's still standing.
So wait, can you like stick your spear like right through him and we just light a fire underneath it?
You're a horrible person.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Come on, that's a bit much.
How else are we going to cook this pig?
After
By
it's
killing
dead?
It first?
Yes, after it's dead. I'm not saying nuts. Cook it alive.
Oh,
that's,
I thought you meant...
That's exactly what you said.
I was gonna be like, I mean, even the necromancer's like that, dude. That's way too far. Come on,
exactly.
That's fucked up.
Time for Kai to finish the job, seal the deal.
All right.
Hurry up, Boone Man.
He is going to glow a green light.
Sorry. All of a sudden, I just thought, in a moment of perfect clarity. Because it's the Moon Man versus the boar. Pigs in space!
God damn it.
He has a lot of hit points. Hold on. Or a lot of defense. One second. I want to take a look at something here. I can invoke this at power level 5.
can't do that one. Well, wait a second. Would I know, or would I be able to roll something to know if there is a specific mineral that doesn't agree with these pigs?
You'd have to give me a learning roll.
Okay.
Because that's going to be an intelligence kind of thing.
Yes, it is. I'm a hunter. Do I get advantage?
The problem is you're a hunter from the moon.
I was a hunter on land for 15 years.
And then you died, which shows how much you knew.
Now, legitimately, he died sacrificing himself to save a little girl.
I know. I'm just ribbing him. You know, pork ribs, barbecue.
God damn.
All right, 16.
To the best of your knowledge, these things will eat anything.
Damn.
Up to and including your corpses.
I was going to try and transmute one of the things in his body into something that he may be slightly allergic to and have that just like peel at him. All right. Glowing green hands, grass as sharp as steel erupt from the ground. Superior action, alteration, nature, magic, no jutsu. Come on, God damn it! Don't ruin the three better than it was before.
But hey, you know what? That hits it.
It hits.
So it's between 21 and 24.
Yes. The grass is like, I realized that I was like, oh, right. I forgot to extend the grass before turning it into steel. So this time the grass extends upward and hard.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it is.
And as the literal blades of grass stab into the soft, delicious pork belly.
I'm seasoning it.
Yeah, stabbing in a little thyme, some oregano.
Exactly. That's rosemary that I just stabbed it with. Thank you very much, because rosemary and pork is fucking delicious.
You must have apparently struck something vital, because the...
Vital rosemary!
The boar bellows out and then falls over to its side. Which side is the question?
Oh no.
Can I yank it downwards? I just want to pull the grass down and just pull it downwards.
I'll allow it just because I don't want to run the risk of the dice make the
Thank
dice.
Thank you. Yes.
And making the pig hug her.
I want the piggy. Don't you dare take this away from me.
Yes, I pull it down. Like hand motion, raise up, grasp, pull down.
So the boar is sufficiently incapacitated. You can now finish it off.
Can I go because back to stabbing it?
Technically speaking, since it's at zero HP, it's incapacitated. So you'd have to do lethal damage to it and yada, yada, yada.
Calibrize will chop its head off.
We'll kind of glaze over that with some pineapple and...
I mean, if there's pineapple in the area, I can nature magic a pineapple through its face.
But... That was a glazed ham joke.
Apple in its mouth and a pineapple on its face. Understood.
Everybody unload.
Pretty much. Slide lock on the pig. Swine lock.
Oh, I just wanted to see how bad I could do with that. That was pretty bad.
Yeah. Dink.
Yeah. You guys finished the pig off and now have a very large corpse on your hands.
I have to hug a piggy.
I presume you take some time to strip it down and make good with it.
I yank my sword out of it.
Yeah, once it hits the ground, the sparks kind of dissipate because, hey, it's been grounded.
Grass.
I love you, Josh.
I love you, too.
Okay.
All right. Absorb object.
Absorb the pig.
I'm becoming one with the pig.
The bacon is so good.
Oh man, that was not bad, Josh. Good job on redesigning a boss encounter.
Well, the funny thing is, this isn't a boss.
Yeah, well, mini boss. So
no, this is just one of the ads.
Well, no, in fourth edition, this would be called an elite minion. Like, this is not a legendary minion using fourth edition terminology. This is just an elite.
It's a big pig, yeah.
He's a big pig.
Yeah, hug him.
I wanted him to be tough, but not too gamey.
Yeah, he went.
Oh.
Here
it
was.
So, Felix, you're the one who knows how to handle meat around here. Get to work.
I make a cooking roll. I have no idea what that would be.
No, I mean, you're the one studied up in anatomy and everything. Roll. Dissect this thing.
That's true.
I mean, I know, I would probably know how to take care of it. I mean,
what is Valfair trying to do?
You just kind of look over and see her rolling up her sleeve.
There we go.
Is she like trying to like absorb this thing by osmosis?
No.
No, you literally, that was your answer. You look over if you notice her doing anything and she's just rolling up her sleeve.
Like, hold my sleeves, I got this.
Hey, she's Mommy Valfreya.
So yeah, you, funny enough, arguably the best person for dissecting this would probably be Valfreya because she's got the high int.
Right?
I can't tie. Oh, that's why.
All right, I got the high might. You tell me where to cut, and I'll cut.
Bamf over here. Do I need to make a roll? Or do we just assume that stuff gets done eventually?
Well, I just need something related to rolling to give a general time frame of whether or not this is going to be a quick job, or you're here for the rest of the day trying to figure out the best way to get everything off of this pig.
Okay, let's...
Ho! Oh.
Yes.
I am assisting.
Yes, you are. You are assisting very well.
Just because it's me. I tried.
You did actually pretty good.
No, I mean it's a group effort. Everyone's doing really well.
Holy
Jesus! Raul knows how to handle beasts. Turns out.
And of course, Calabras.
We don't let Calabras.
Calabras has 10 health. He is in no shape to be hacking up this pig at the moment.
I am actually going to go over to Calabras and I'm like, you guys, Frog.
Wait a second. Fragul.
Yeah.
How did you wind up with a 10 in learning?
I don't know.
I think it's a 1.
No wonder that's a 40.
48 is what I just rolled.
I have no idea what the hell happened there.
I'm guessing you hovered over to hit a 1 and you put the 1 before the 0 that naturally pops up.
Oh, I think I know what happened. My mouse was over it while I was
Yeah, when you mouse up, like it just keeps going up. I just found that out, like when making my, when doing some things that I almost just spoiled.
That's a bit more what we expect.
Yeah.
There we go.
But you know what? Just because of the hilarity of the situation, I'm going to let that 40 ride.
So I'm there like Iron Chef, pull my sword out, and I just like wah, 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 nothing happens, and then the pig just falls apart in perfect cuts.
Bobby Flagool.
Bobby Flagool.
No. See, we could either do Bobby Flagool or Guy Flagooly.
There you go. Regain 10 hit points.
Taking us to Flavor Town.
Calabras.
I don't remember giving my consent for you to heal me.
I'm not caring. Mine's magic. Unlike Amy's, which may actually hurt you. Mine's nature magic. The green hand just kind of, I go up to your shoulder. I go up to your hoof printed helmet. I just put my hand on it and it like slightly dinks out.
Okay, so we're just gonna...
car things that you do that you use to suck out dents. I just on your head.
Plunger.
You know what's funny is like when you do that, it never like fully fixes. You can still see the fucking like bump.
The outline of the hoof print.
What happened here? It was a mighty battle.
I don't want to discuss it. It's a tough topic of conversation.
But yeah, it takes
you. I don't want to bore you with the story.
Thank you, CJ. That was to be my next statement.
You manage to strip down the pig to its barest components, and you actually notice that this thing's bones are made of metal.
Oh my!
Which is half the reason these things are so damn valuable. Like what? Like the guts and everything.
I want to take one of them. I want to take one of them because I want to do this before things happen. I want to take one of them, and I'm going to be like, I'm doing weird Shiro Emiya like logic tracking on this thing. I want to try and transmute one of the metal bones to gold. I don't have a 6 in alteration and not want to be able to transmute shit.
I love it.
I helped poke up the piggy.
It's a gold bone.
Yeah!
That shit's fucking amazing. I love it.
Hey, I want to do something fun. What can I create? Oh, wait.
Creation magic isn't what you're thinking it is. You cannot create things out of this.
Don't you dare make me regenerate this fucking pig.
Resurrection!
That's necromancy, sweetie.
Divine resurrection!
Here, wait. We're going to influence Kai and say, I want the gold bone. Give me the gold bone. You know you want to give me the gold bone. Fuck.
Are there...
No.
There's got to be smaller bones in its body, right? Like you could like hold in one hand. I want the wishbone.
Vertebrae, things like that, I mean.
It's a 12-foot tall...
Fraggle, let's break a wishbone because we have the strongest might.
Wishbone. Screw y'all. I got to hug the piggy, I get to wish the bone.
Oh boy. Yeah, it's going to take you guys a couple hours to get everything stripped down and packed away, because I think the only one capable of doing much with the usable remains is probably Velfreya. You're probably going to have to create a pocket space for these things.
Would that just be straight movement?
Well, whatever you use to make the sleeve effect, the absorb object.
Yeah, that's movement.
Okay.
Do you want absorb object or do you want straight movement?
It would be absorb object because basically you're going to make a portable hole.
So we got meat and we also got a mint as well.
I can absorb object. Alteration. I can magically nature magic teleport bullshit.
Okay, so it takes me a couple tries, but I do manage to. I mean, you're welcome to share the load, Kai.
Yeah, I kind of see what she's trying to do here, and I'm going to...
Also, if it's okay with the party, I'm going to pocket one of the smaller pieces as a personal souvenir.
That is a power level 4 alteration for absorb object.
What a piece of the piggy. It is. He was my friend. I got to hug him.
Well, I succeeded with a 19.
How big is this skull?
It's a 15-foot tall pig.
So what you're saying is making a helmet out of it is pretty impractical.
pretty impractical. I mean, if you want to make one for Remy, maybe.
Oh my god, Remy, let's put the forehead on Remy!
Like, he needs to be scarier looking when we're going into a populated town.
Yes! He'll look like Aizen. It'll be great.
My suggestion...
Boar iron armor for Remy.
There we go. See? Perfect idea.
My suggestion, if you want that sort of motif, Calabras, is to get some of the smaller pieces. We can render a sketch of the skull and see if we can find the master blacksmith in Tolvera to craft you one out of the other bones in exchange for keeping some of the materials.
I'm down with that, but I have a learning of 0, so you're going to have to do that for me.
Dude, when we level again, you seriously need to buy into learning. Like, you are a freaking studier of magic. You should not have a 0 in learning.
To be fair, I'm more of a warlord. I'm a more I'm more warlord than mage, let's be honest here.
You still use magic!
When
yes, to meet his own ends.
Exactly.
When he got the crap kicked out of him, he forgot some stuff. Some things got rattled loose in there.
The brain damage.
And the brain damage.
I don't learn things so good no more.
I used to. Now I don't.
But I made Savoth and he's pretty good, right?
So I got that going for me.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. Oh, I love you people.
All right. Yeah. So we spent a couple hours making bacon and harvesting bones and turning bones into gold and shoving them in a pocket dimension. Yeah,
it's not one of the bigger ones, for the record. You didn't turn like a femur into a giant gold stick.
I'm okay with this.
But you did manage to get like a good sized rib or something like that. Gold. So
we are eating great when we get to Tolvara, you guys.
What is
you're eating great right now?
We are eating even better when we get to Tolvara.
What is this metal? Is it like an actual, you know, appears on the periodic table, or is it a substance specific to the ore bores that has its own properties?
It's probably the closest thing you will see in most places to actual iron.
Oh, interesting.
Because I'm going to assume, unless he has a super special fancy backstory reason for it, like Fragul's sword is not real steel. Most metal weapons and armor have actually been transmuted from another material.
Yo.
Because it's that difficult to get a hold of actual iron and whatnot to make steel.
So Fragul might be able to get a real sword in Tolvara.
By the way,
out of this stuff.
By the way, there's stuff I'm going to talk to you after we break, Josh, because of something I just set in motion.
So, yeah, you probably, let's just say you guys break for lunch, late lunch, yep. While harvesting all the components and everything, burying the innards to dissuade scavengers from showing up and everything, and you still have a couple hours of daylight left to travel with, or you can simply just camp here for the night.
Make as much distance as possible during the day.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to be, we don't want anyone that heard that commotion to come up and investigate.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Since with the absorb object creating space holes thing, is this something that requires concentration, or do I just have to re-roll that to get stuff out of
it? It's a free action to get stuff out of it.
Okay.
It's an invocation time of one major action, and it's permanent until you choose to remove it or something. It's permanent until you call for the object or until something cancels it, such as the Nullify Bane.
Okay. So I can go. I was just wondering if I had to continue concentration on it. So I'm going to go.
You don't have to worry about focusing on it. It's good until you guys basically go to cash in.
All right. I'm dog form traveling again.
Sticking ahead of the pack.
Yep.
All right. And everyone's here. Everyone's got their limbs. Onward.
Woof.
Right on, right on, right on. You guys will start making underway again.
Yep.
Traveling montage.
Is that a good place for a break?
I think it's a good place for a break. All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciated. If you want to support the show and everything that we do over the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. Questions, comments, concerns, go ahead and send them over to us. geekioshow@gmail.com. Just put Manipool in that subject line. For myself and for the rest of the crew, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. This is going to appear on the week before Christmas.
Hope this episode wasn't too boring for you.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.